Law. What is law? What are laws? Now, laws, obviously, there's laws from the beginning of time. There's the universal law. There's nature's laws. There's laws of attraction, laws of stupidity. There's all kinds of different laws that are basic to man's instinct. If you don't understand the laws of stupidity, you will find out eventually. Ask a silly question, get a silly answer. But laws themselves, you know, in general, that are created by man, man's laws, have always kind of, maybe it's the rebel in me, but they've always kind of piqued my interest because I am to act a way that another group of men have decided that I am supposed to act. I'm not supposed to be independent of myself. Now, obviously, a lot of man's laws work for the betterment of all community and all society, and that's probably a good thing. But like I have said in other clips, that when it all boils down to it, it's just one man's opinion. Anybody can tell you that this is the God of the people, or this is the way of the people, or this is how it's done for the people, but that's just one man's opinion. We all have our own opinions. Some of us just don't have strong opinions, so we allow other people's strong opinions to run our life. Have you ever sat at a red light and noticed for the 2 minutes that you were sitting there that there's absolutely nobody coming from either direction that has the green light, and yet you're just sitting there? That's because man created a law that at a red light, you must stop and stay remain stopped. Whereas at a stop sign, you stop, you look both ways, you see that nobody is coming, and then you proceed to go. This is how law works. One is okay, the other you have to maintain, you have to live by that law. There has been many a times that I've sat at that red light, and I have either gone, and I have broken the law, or I have definitely thought about breaking the law. And the reason I say this and I'm talking about it is because when it all boils down to it, just because a group of men 100 years ago came up with a law at a time where that law may have been effective, but for some reason 100 years later that law is still in effect, they expect me to respect it even though times have changed. I mean, a perfect example is in that many states in our country, it's still illegal for a man to marry a donkey. Why that was ever a law in the first place, whatever. New Hampshire has a law where you can't kill mosquitoes during a certain day of the week. I can't remember what day of the week it is, but you couldn't kill a mosquito every, I'm sure you could slap them on your arm or whatever, but you couldn't use fogger or any kind of chemical on a certain day of the week because that certain day of the week would affect the other animals. I don't know. I don't know what the law is, but it's silly, you know, and I'm sure people are spraying for mosquitoes every day of the week in New Hampshire, even though they're breaking a law. But no police officer or sheriff's going to go out and enforce that law. So therefore, the law becomes null and void. You know, just because if there's a law on the books and everybody is supposed to obey that law, but then it becomes obsolete by either it just doesn't have any meaning or it doesn't have any effect or it doesn't directly affect community or society like it once did, and people start breaking that law, nobody's going to care. You know, I've seen plenty of cops break laws. I've seen plenty of people in power break law. I mean, God, plenty of people in power have broken laws. I mean, every law that you and I are supposed to do in our taxes, there is definitely a government official or a businessman or corporation owner who has broken those laws. And we have it built into us, you know, everybody has built into us, whether you believe it or not, everybody has a moral law. Everybody understands what moral law is. You can call it God's laws. You can call it universal law, you can call it just laws of human nature. And I believe that it doesn't need, they'll tell us in the ancient books that, oh yeah, this God said this and that's the law. It's not. It's something man created and it makes sense. It's a common goal law. Like, you know, thou shalt not murder. Obviously, nobody should be running around murdering each other. It just shouldn't be that way. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It makes sense. It's a good law. I mean, we obviously all know that, you know, you can go around cheating on people, it's going to lead to heartbreak and worse, you know. Don't cheat on somebody. Don't be a bearer of false witness. In other words, don't testify against somebody that you know you're not telling the truth. These are all human laws that, you know, they'll tell you, well, God made those laws. Well, I'm pretty sure if God would make laws, the laws would be pretty simple. And those laws are simple, but, you know, it's you have to understand law and you have to understand the aspects of free will. to understand law, because just because there is a law doesn't mean that your free will will go abiding by that law. You know, my biggest problem personally with laws are, well, man-made laws, is that 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 6 months ago, some guy in the, say, we'll say the Massachusetts State House or the Congress said, oh, we're going to put this bill in the law. Nobody called me. Nobody asked me individually how I felt about that law. And yes, there, you know, you vote on certain laws and you can be a part of a certain law, but it's not every single law. There's laws that are pushed every day. There's a new law in the law books every day, you know, and nobody called me about it. So when I don't agree with a law, you know, I've had this problem all my life. I've been a rebel all my life. People will say, well, you know, that's the law and you got to live by it. Do I? Why do I have to? Obviously, if it's a law, one of those laws that, you know, benefits all of society, I'll think about it. You know, I don't run around killing people. I don't run around, you know, committing adultery. I don't steal. I do my very best, you know, to live by the human law. But when somebody tells me that I have to sit there and wait for 2 minutes for a car that's never going to come, I wonder. I say, well, why hasn't this law been updated? You know, there's plenty of laws out there that don't make sense, and we just accept them. That's my biggest thing against this country as a whole, is that we the people have forgotten that it's we the people, and we just accept it. And, oh, well, we can't do that anymore. Okay, but why not? Well, because it's the law. Yeah, but we could stand up and voice our opinions and fight the law. I don't have time for that, man. The Super Bowl's on tonight. And so, there you go. Perfect example of this is the Patriot Laws. The Patriot Act, which came out after 9/11. Certain laws were put into effect for the government and the military defense that literally took away the rights of American citizens. But we all went along with it because we said, oh, well, you know, it's because of terrorism. We gotta make sure. Well, guess what? We haven't been attacked by terrorists in over 20 years now. And yet that Patriot Act keeps getting passed through Congress and new laws keep on getting added to it. And if you've never read that, you should read it. I don't work myself personally into any exact boundaries of laws. I understand the law. I'll respect the law. But I may not personally work within that boundary of that law that man created because I wasn't consulted about that law. And that may seem like I'm being silly, but it's not. It's we the people. Now, obviously, I can't pay attention to everything Congress does all day long and all their silly little laws that they create. And I don't even believe in Congress. I don't even believe that that should be a thing anymore. I believe that was something that was set up as a law 200 and some odd years ago that really does not do what it was supposed to do. It did it during the beginning days, but now Congress and the Senate are just a waste. So me personally, I respect laws. I'll do what I'm supposed to do in society's point of view, but I'm not going to bend over backwards to make sure that I follow every single law because they say that I have to. And that may sound like I'm a bad guy or I'm a rule breaker or whatever, but you have to understand where I'm coming from. I'm not taking a universal law or a God law or a nature law and breaking that. Law of nature is this. If I jump off a cliff, I'm going to die. So the law of nature, man, pretty sure they're right. You know, I'm not going to jump off that cliff. But if I'm sitting at a red light and there's absolutely nobody coming and I know I'm not going to get caught by the cops, I'm going to run that red light. I'll stop, just like a stop sign, take a look around, don't see anybody, and I'll just go. And I do it all the time, and I've done it with cops seeing me, and I've never gotten pulled over for it. Because I think everybody realizes that, in essence, I mean, think about that. I think even cops understand, because in my city alone, I never see anybody getting pulled over. Anybody. And I see people doing infractions all day long. Now, sometimes they definitely should get pulled over because they did something that could either harm themselves or harm another. When it comes down to harming yourself or worse, harming anyone around you, you're breaking a law. You're breaking a human law, a natural law, and you should be, you know, you should be at least and very much reprimanded for that. But there are certain things like, you know, if a guy busts a right on a no turn on red, and he busts a right, but he didn't hurt anybody and it didn't cause any traffic pattern problem, then I've seen cops, literally, I've seen cops behind guys who turn on the red, and then the cop does the same thing, and you're like, oh, that cop's going to pull over. No, the cop just did the same thing, because he knows it's a silly law. There's plenty of things like that, you know. There's a law where I have to pay excise tax. Excise tax is, I have to, every year, in most communities around the country, not all of them, because thankfully some of them realized the law was stupid, I have to pay a dividend tax on what my vehicle is worth. So if my vehicle is worth $1,000, I have to pay 12% on that, so I'd pay $120 for my excise tax bill. And then that excise tax bill is supposed to be put into the roads and the infrastructure of my city. You pay it individually per town or city, and it goes back into fixing the things that that vehicle that you're driving is using, the roads, bridges, such as that. The problem is, that's not happening. It hasn't happened in a while, and it's just another tax that they completely take for granted, because it's the law. If you don't pay it, by law, they will take away your license and your registration. I don't pay it. Every year I fight it, and every year I win. Every year I go to court for it. I tell the judge, hey, why aren't they doing this? I gave them the money. Your Honor, can you honestly tell me that they're following the law with what they're supposed to do with the money? And every year for the last 4 years, the judge has agreed with me, and I haven't had paid my excise tax. Now, can you do that with IRS? Maybe. Doubtful. If there's any law that was created by man that is completely fraudulent, it's tax laws. There are plenty of laws out there that you have to respect. You know, the law of gravity. You have to respect the law of gravity. If you go up to that cliff and jump off, you will not float up into the air. You will fall to your death. You have to respect human life. You can't go around murdering people. It's not good. Even if you think they're the dumbest people you know. You know, one of my favorite comedians is Bill Burr, and Bill Burr has a good little skit on that about kicking out Carnival Cruise Line ships one at a time. We'll get rid of a little bit more of the stupid people in the world. I think it's funny, but I don't agree. I don't think I could ever do it. I wouldn't do it. But would I not do it because of my own decision or because of the law? The law says you can't go around torpedoing cruise ships. Or would I not do it because I don't want to kill 3,000 people on a cruise ship? You know, take any law and ask yourself, does this resonate with me? Does it make sense with me? And if it doesn't make sense with you, and you actually feel like it's taking away from you, from your self personally or from your community or your family, then you should definitely, I'm not saying you have to disobey that law, but as humans, as Americans, what we're supposed to do is fight to revise that law or to change that law or to get rid of that law. But we don't do that anymore. There are so many rules out there that are still used to this day. Now, the rule about the mosquitoes, nobody uses that because it doesn't make anybody money. But there's so many rules and laws that are still in effect by governments and states because they implemented what's known as the fineable system. The fineable system is being fined. If you don't do this or if you break this law, you will be fined. The court systems do not want to send anybody to jail, folks. I know that the jails are full, but the jails are full for the same exact reason why they don't want to send anybody to jail. They want money. They fill the jails up so they can get extra money. The police pull you over and give you a citation so they can get extra money for whatever it may be, a broken headlight or something like that any other cop would have looked the other way, but the numbers are down and they have to get the citation numbers back up, so they pull you over and they use that law as an excuse. There are plenty of laws out there that if you do not follow them, the worst case scenario, even if it says, oh, imprisonment of up to 10 years. Notice how it always says imprisonment up to 10 years and or a $250,000 fine. They will always go for the money first. The laws, a lot of the laws that are still on the books are because they know they can make money off of it. Gravitational law, you know, you can't bribe your way out of falling off a cliff. We have to understand that the system is corrupt. The system has always been corrupt. So with the system being corrupt, you know, there's plenty of organizations out there that look for ways to change these laws or to get rid of them. Marijuana is a perfect example. Marijuana has been on the books as a law since the 20s that marijuana is illegal and it is a class A narcotic. It is definitely not a class A narcotic. It never was. A lot of these laws are put into place because of, well, marijuana is a perfect example, but let's go over the reason why there's a lot of laws. The reason why there's a lot of laws is because this nation was built on a Christian Judeo religion-based nation. We started off as a Christian nation. The people that came here in the very beginning were Christians of some sort, not all Protestant, like a lot of people believe. They were mostly Quakers. They were sent here. They were brought here because they weren't accepted in Europe or wherever they came from. They weren't accepted as regular, quote-unquote, normal Christians. So they were sent here. But those people built the laws. Our forefathers, many of them Christian-minded, although a good majority of the ones that signed the Constitution were actually deists. They weren't Christians. We'll save that for another time. A deist is the best way of looking at law, instead of just placing God's Christian Judeo God laws into effect. A deist approach is a better way of doing it. And thankfully, that's what held true into the Constitution itself. There's a difference between a deist look of what a deist is and how he views the law compared to what a Christian will view the law as. What I'm getting at is that these laws were 200, 300 years ago, you know, they just kind of based it off the Bible. A man shouldn't do this, man shouldn't do this, man shouldn't, you know, cheat on this, man shouldn't bear false witness. So they built these laws in effect. They all played out right. Problem is, a lot of the laws that are still around now, after, say, 100 years, 100 years ago in 1924, there was somebody creating a law that was built off a Judeo-Christian background. A perfect example of that is in Massachusetts growing up, there was a thing called the Blue Law. The Blue Law meant that you were not allowed to be open as a business on a Sunday. You were to not be open on Sundays. Liquor stores were not open on Sundays. The mall, even if it was open on Sunday, it would open at 12 o'clock and it would close at 6 o'clock. There was laws because it had to happen either after, you had to either open after church services or close before Sunday night mass. Those were the Blue Laws. Now, that got repealed eventually. Eventually, somebody just said, you know what? This doesn't make sense anymore for commerce alone, because it was hurting small business, but it was also hurting corporations. So the corporations did everything they could to push it out. There's nothing wrong with that. I agree in some ways, and sometimes I drive around on Sundays when I used to love going for Sunday drives as a child with my father, or even in my young adulthood, or even now. I used to love it as a kid, though, because you go for a drive and there's nobody else out there. There was nothing open, so nobody was out. You know, there was other people maybe taking Sunday drives like us, but nobody does that anymore. And that's what I mean. So even though I'm glad that I can go grab something at Walmart at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I'm sad because that law did have some good assets to it where, you know, I didn't have to deal with the craziness of going to Walmart at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you know. So, but it made sense. Business-wise, you know, economically, it made sense to open up business. The other problem is that all these laws that were based off a Judeo-Christian mindset, or even a Christian mindset, is that not everybody's a Christian. Not everybody is a Jew. I mean, like, the country, I think in the beginning it was, you know, in the beginning it was definitely everybody was Christians. All those poor Christian brothers and sisters that were killing each other during the Civil War, you know, they were all Protestants or Catholics, and they were all killing each other. Go make sense of that one. But it was different back then because everybody pretty much fell underneath that. I mean, 200 years ago, if you were to go and tell somebody you were an atheist, they would most likely have tied you up to some wood and then burned you alive and thought you were a witch. You know, maybe that's 300-400 years ago, but still, even 200 years ago, if you tell somebody you were an atheist, you were an outsider and you couldn't get any work in this country. Or in England. You know, there's plenty of Voltaire, there's plenty of prime examples of guys that went around doubting God or their version of God that were outcasted. I read about a lot of philosophers all the time, and Voltaire is one that I just read about. And this man was exiled from his home country of France numerous times because while he believed in a God, he was a deist. He did not believe in the Christian God. So by law, he was exiled from his country. He wasn't arrested or anything like that. He was literally, hey, you don't like us? You don't like our way of life and you don't believe in our God? Get out. I mean, that's that's pretty crazy to think about. But so these laws are still in effect. And I'm not trying to make this all about, you know, Christianity or anything like that. But we have to understand where these laws came from. There are plenty of laws that come into effect that have nothing to do with religion. But there are plenty of laws, plenty more laws that directly have an effect from religion. And whether we want to believe it or not, this is no longer a Christian country. Our population is not made up of, you know, 90% evangelical Christians. It's made up of a melting pot of different people. the rules and the laws of the Bible. A lot of the things that I've already said, you know, people would probably say, well, that's just wrong and you shouldn't be thinking that way and that's ungodlike or whatever the term may be. But the problem is that whenever I say that, you know, if a law is no longer directly effective because it doesn't serve the time and place that we're in, it may have served the time and place of man at a certain time in our history, but it doesn't do that anymore. It needs to either be changed or abolished. And many people would say, well, that's wrong. It's a law. You're supposed to follow it. But these same people did the same thing. I have met plenty of Christians in my life that wholeheartedly believe that every word in the Bible is directly from God. But these people don't drag their sons or daughters out into their front yard and stone them to death after they disrespect their parents. See, the problem with the Bible is that everybody goes by the Ten Commandments. That isn't really a problem. The problem is that those aren't the only laws. There's literally a whole book within the Bible itself on laws of man, on how society is supposed to run. But we don't follow those laws anymore, thankfully, because we realize that they were given at a time where those laws may have been fundamental for that time period. Although I don't agree with, you know, taking your son out. Your son yells at your wife and you take him out front and stone him to death. I don't think anybody would have agreed with that even back then. Although the problem with that is a man's son disrespects his wife and his community sees it. And then if he does not take that son out in the front yard and stone him to death, they will take both of them out in the front yard and stone both of them to death. Rules were changed so that society on a whole wouldn't use those laws to directly affect somebody either. What I'm getting at is that when you tell me, no, you're wrong, you should obey the laws. If you are of a Christian Judeo heritage or belief, you have no right to tell me that unless you strictly stick to the laws of that book. And it's not just about taking somebody out. They literally, if a girl was raped, they would punish the rapist, but 9 out of 10 times kill the girl. Does that sound like a just law? No. So somebody finally said, that's a dumb law. We're not going to go by that anymore. But that's God's word. Yes, but I think it's God's word for another time. Now, unfortunately, all around the world, there are many people that believe that those laws should still be in effect. And some of those countries, some of those people, some of those religions, including Christianity, including Orthodox Hebrews, including Sharia law, Muslim law, you know, they believe that those things still hold true to this day. And unfortunately, it's still practiced. But we here in America, we would say, oh, they're lunatics. That they shouldn't be following that law. You know, you hear it all the time, Marjorie Taylor Greene and them, you know, yelling about some other person in Senate that may believe in Sharia law. And, you know, they lambast them for it. But at the same time, that person believes in some archaic law that was formed in this country. You know, people bend the rules and the laws in this country a lot, like the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment does not say that you should be allowed to have a machine gun with a 240-round clip, but you bend the law to make it appease your voting minority. It's out there, folks. There are rules that were meant to be repelled and meant to be broken. And so for anybody that denies me that belief, you need to look closely at the details. There are plenty of laws that are broken, and there are plenty of laws that are made to be broken. You know, taxes, by law, you are to pay taxes. You are to pay taxes so that things improve in your society. So you pay your tax because it's the law, and if you don't, you're going to get in trouble and have to pay more money or go to jail. But then they don't follow the law on the backside of it. Nothing gets better. We've been paying trillions of dollars in taxes forever, and nothing's getting better. We still have our quote-unquote freedoms, but am I paying for my freedom or am I paying for things that you're supposed to do to better my life? So while a lot of things were built for a good reason, if they say, okay, this is a law and the reason why you have to obey this law is because it's for the betterment of us as a society. And if it makes sense, then we do it. We don't rebel against it. But if it starts coming to a point where this is the law and you have to obey it because it's the betterment of all society, but then we directly see that it's not helping society, but actually now hurting society, but just say, well, I'm not going to fight it because, you know, it helped people for a long time, but it's not helping people now. So it shouldn't be a law anymore, or it should be revised. Well, no, I don't have time for that. Super Bowl's on. There are a lot of laws out there. their our life is governed. No man is truly free. I pray that people understand that. Yes, I am thankful to be an American. I am thankful that I can get in my van and I can drive across this country freely, as long as I don't break any laws. And those laws will vary. I won't be able to take a right on a red in certain states, and in some states, I won't be able to use my headlights during the day. You have to understand that we're not free. I'm free to drive across the country as long as I don't break any laws, no matter how stupid those laws are. If I break them, I could be imprisoned. So, no man is free. It's up to us to look at these laws and ask ourselves, do I agree with this? And if you don't agree with it, if you have a valid reason not to agree with it, it is your duty as a citizen to oppose that law, to look and try to change that law or revise that law. You can freely ignore the law, like I do when I run those red lights every so often, but there could very well be, it's this way, if I decide not to believe in the law of the red light and I go and every time I go, it's safe. Every time I pass through that red light, I'm safe. But if by that one chance I go through that red light and I didn't see that one car come out of nowhere and smack it in the side of me, then it doesn't matter if I agree with that law or not. I will still be held to that law's penalties. And I have nobody to complain to it about except for myself, because I didn't try to fight that law. I just said, well, I'm going to ignore it. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to fight for a revision. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just going to ignore it completely. So you have to remember to ask yourself, just because you don't agree with something, what am I doing to change it? If you're doing nothing to change it, then those silly laws will stay in effect and those penalties will stay in effect. And you can argue your case all day long in court and be going, well, Your Honor, I think it's stupid. You know, there was nobody coming and blah, blah, blah. But that one person came and hit you and boom. So every time I go and I fight my excise tax, I'm not guaranteed the win. I would respect that. If the judge said, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with you this time, I would say, okay, I'll pay it. I don't want to, but now I'm going to look at ways to fight it, because that's what I've been doing. All this time, I've just been arguing the point. I've just been going to court, wasting time, the court's time and my own time. And I know that. I know that I'm wasting their time and I'm wasting my time over something that's silly. I should just pay it and move on, but I refuse to pay it because they're not following the law on the back end. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. So if the judge denies it, I can't blame the judge, because all I'm doing is causing a fuss where I should be trying to repeal the law, reappeal the law, and get rid of the law. So we can all sit around and complain about laws, and we do all day long, and there are plenty of laws out there, again, that make absolutely no sense whatsoever, and we can complain about it until our face turn blue, but unless we actually act and decide to do something, we're only to blame ourselves. We can't blame those that keep on enforcing the law, because they're just doing their job, or they're doing it for the benefit of money. I'd say 50% of the time it's the benefit of money is why they're doing it. But there are millions of laws on the books in this country, and they are pretty much all dumb laws. But nobody stands up to them. You know, every voting year, every voting election, you'll see numbers on the card. Like, okay, it's not just about who you want for mayor, but vote yes on number 9. Well, number 9, say it's to repeal some law that was placed in the 1700s about how many chickens you can have in your yard. And people are now trying to repeal that law. That's a good thing. That's democracy right there. The voting for the mayor and all that crap, that's not even real anymore. That's not democracy. Democracy is voting for those laws to be changed. You know, and the only good reason for a Senate or a Congress is because once the people vote no on number 9, those idiots actually have to fight for that law to be passed or repealed. So definitely fight for the things you believe in. I'm going to start doing the same. I'm not going to just walk around and complain about, oh, that's a stupid law, that's outdated law. I'm going to actually start looking into ways that I can either sign petitions, go to rallies, go to groups that write congressmen, you know, whatever. I'm going to do that, because it's silly to just sit here and complain about things. I would love to tell you, hey, there's a bunch of laws out there, don't listen to them. But I can't rightfully tell you that, because you have to come to that decision yourself. You have to see if it makes sense in your own mind. And if it doesn't, then you have to take the lead and do something about it. basically what it boils down to for me is that, you know, I wasn't there when they created a lot of these laws. Instead, it was a bunch of nameless, faceless politicians who I will never meet, even their ancestors. I have no idea who it is. And these guys, these men, they were so-called protectors of the moral majority. They were making these moral laws, what they thought were moral, either by their religion or by their own direct opinion. They thought that that was morally the law. And so they imposed that law on me and told me that if you don't obey this law, you're being unmoral. But that's following their morals of religion or their morals of opinion. It doesn't mean it directly means my morals agree with the same thing. I try to govern my life around my own personal code of ethics, and I suggest that everybody does the same. If it doesn't resonate with you, move on. If it doesn't move you in a way, if you don't agree with it, then figure out a way to change it. But I highly suggest that everybody else understands that we all have our own moral code. We all have our own code of ethics and how we should act. Some people have really bad ethics. Some people have really bad moral code, and I don't agree with it, but that's their right to have that. The problem is that when somebody tells you that you can't have those moral codes or moral ethics of your own choosing, even if they're bad, even if you don't agree with somebody else's, the problem is when the law tries to tell you you can't have your own, that's when we have a big problem. And that happens more than you think. I know we're a free nation, but we're not really a free nation when the man can tell you what you can and cannot believe in. If within the own moral constructs of my own morality, I were to do something that is considered to be illegal, so be it. I don't know if I would feel any guilt whatsoever, as long as my moral system, my ethics inside my own mind and hot body and soul understood that it was okay and I wasn't directly affecting anybody else, then I have no problem with it. You can call it illegal. You can say, oh, that guy broke the law. In my mind, I didn't, and that's why I did it. You know, and people could use that for anything. I could use that for a traffic ticket or excise tax, but God could use that for murder. A guy could say, hey, you know, I know you tell me that I couldn't murder my neighbor for growing that tree too big in his yard, but I decided morally, personally, I was okay with it. Now, obviously, I wouldn't agree with him from my own morals and ethics, but I have to respect him because that's his opinion. That's what he morally thinks is right. I know it sounds silly, but just because you do not agree with somebody doesn't mean that they're being unlawful or immoral. Moral laws have been around since the beginning of time. They did not come from Abraham. They did not come from Moses. The same laws that were written on the Ten Commandments are only 10 commandments out of 150 that were written on a tablet almost 3,000 years before that. Sometimes I'll break down, like when I run that red light, I'll feel guilty. Maybe a little bit, but not a lot. And that's only because it's been domesticated and trained into me that I'm supposed to feel guilty for breaking a law that another man created for another man's benefit, not my own. So by being domesticated, by being raised like a dog or a cat to obey rules, I have to feel a little guilty about it, but usually I don't, and it doesn't last that long. I will not stop at that red light and then move forward if I see a car coming in either direction, even if he's 2 miles down the road. I will not do it because I understand that car, depending on the distance that it's at and how fast it's going, could be on top of me within seconds. So I don't do it. But if there's absolutely no cars coming at all, I do it, and I don't care about it, and I don't feel guilty about it. And I'll continue to do that, and other laws that I break all the time. I won't name them all because I'm just going to put myself out there too much. You know, none of them are bad. None of them harm anybody else. I will never break a moral or ethical law or governmental law that would directly affect the well-being of another. And if you take everything I'm saying and thinking, well, he's right. I that is a silly law and I'm not going to go about it anymore. I'm not going to believe in it or do it or act upon it. But you're hurting somebody else, or there's the slimmest possibility, the slightest possibility that you could hurt somebody else by that car coming out of nowhere, then you shouldn't do it. And you are the only person to be blamed if you, in fact, do get hit. That's your fault. It's nobody else's fault. Doesn't matter whether you broke the law or not. Doesn't matter whether there's a law in the books or not. If you did something that's going to hurt somebody or directly affect somebody else's life because of out of your own malice or out of your own stupidity, that's your fault and nobody else's. But again, if it's not going to hurt anybody, I know it sounds silly, but a lot of sayings in the world, a lot of quotes that people say every day have been around since the beginning of time for a reason. Who do you think the first person ever said was, rules are meant to be broken? Who do you think that was? Probably somebody in government, probably somebody rich, you know? So, well, you can't do that, sir, lordship. And so, well, you know, rules are meant to be broken. So, you could sit here and say that, well, I don't know if I like this guy anymore. He's breaking all these laws. But you don't know because you haven't looked at him the way I have. If I was to sit here and obey every single law because the government or the police department tells me I have to, or society tells me I have to, if I were to do every single, if we were all to live perfectly law-abiding citizens, life would be horrible. And that's the reason why we don't obey all the laws. That's why people don't park correctly in parking spots, because it's more convenient to just swerve into the thing and be half-assed in the parking spot, get out and do your shopping, than to obey the law of parking easily and straightforwardly in the parking lot. You do it, I do it, we all do it. Everybody has some form of law that they're breaking. Everybody. Religions, everybody. Even if you're not breaking it, you're bending it to fit your requirements. Well, you can't bend the law. People use that term, and I guess I could be shown examples of that, but there's no such thing as bending a law. You know, if you decide that you're not going to park directly in a parking space the right way because it helps you not to do that, then you're in a way, you're not breaking law because at least you're parked, but you're bending it to suit your needs. Well, if you get caught, if you get that one parking meter made that doesn't like people like you and you get a ticket, you can't say, well, I didn't break the law. I parked in the spot. I was just parked at a skew. You broke the law. You're trying to bend it to your favor. It doesn't work that way. So make sure that whenever you go around and you decide to take my advice and break a few laws, that you understand the ramifications of every single thing that you're doing. Because I could tell this to a million people, and probably a majority, 70, 80% of them would be like, well, this guy's right. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then when shit hits the fan, they're going to be like, oh, that guy was an idiot. Why did I listen to him? Because you didn't listen to the part that was most important. Just like anything else in life, you have to stop and think about it. When I'm sitting at that red light, I don't just go, oh, this is stupid. There's nobody coming, and then go. I'm sitting there for a minute. I think about it real quick, even if it's only 10 seconds. Nobody coming. I'm going for it. Laws. Make your own laws. Be a good person. It's chaos. Be kind. It's simple. You can't buckle every time, you know, under social weight. You can't buckle. People say, you have to do that. It's the law. And you just want to look at them and go, what's wrong with you people? Like, you just take anything they give you and they feed you and you just take it. You can't buckle every time. Sometimes you have to buckle. You know, you have to take their opinion into consideration. But I believe that what our forefathers fought for and died for during the revolution for those laws, I believe that by allowing myself to be abused by the laws that came out after that war, respecting the laws that those men and women came up with after the Revolutionary War, if they are of good moral, sound, and ethical judgment. But there are plenty of laws that came out after that war that I do not agree with. Plenty of laws that came out in the last 50 years that I do not agree with anymore, because they do not serve man like they once did. And I believe by blindly obeying these laws that no longer benefit man, but literally take away from man, I believe by obeying such laws, you're actually disrespecting the forefathers and forewomen that fought for the Revolutionary War. Because they fought for this exact reason. They didn't fight for new laws. They fought for the law to be changed. They fought for things to be different. The whole war was based on what the British were putting them through their laws and their tax codes. And eventually they got sick of it and they said, these laws are silly and they don't help all of us. They just make it worse for us. So they fought against it and literally changed the whole timeline of this country around because they fought for what they believed in. Now afterwards they won. They put in some laws that were bad too, but they were repelled and they were changed. You know, there was many skirmishes and many, many wars after the revolution. Farmers struck and everything. We don't do that anymore. Now we just fight each other. Now instead of fighting the laws of the Republic, we fight the opinions of our fellow Americans. We forgot what we the people is. I'm not going to go any further on this. This is a long enough rant, but look at the laws and understand them. Don't just blindly just say, oh, I'm not gonna follow this law. You have a responsibility not only to yourself but as society as a whole to understand that that's not how it works. You can't just be lazy about it, you know. But remember that like every time you just blindly obey a law that makes absolutely no sense in today's time, but you just blindly follow it, you're disrespecting. You think that you're respecting your country by obeying that law, but you're disrespecting what this country was built on by following that law. Because our forefathers and foremothers did not do that. They rebelled, and they realized that those laws were hurting society, not helping it anymore. I love you all. Have a great day. Try not to run any red lights. And if you do, don't tell the police officer is my idea. Peace.